Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
See Sparky Pfeiffer here. Charlie Usen over there producing the show. Looking forward to catching up with my guy now, Keith Smith from SpotTrack and Front Office Show, NBA Insider. Keith, you can follow him on Twitter at KeithSmithNBA. Hey, how are we doing today, Keith?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Let's get into the Milwaukee Bucks. Obviously, you have an outside view, a big picture view, I guess, different from those of us that live here. How do you view what you've seen so far from the Milwaukee Bucks, and how do you view the future this season?
Yeah, definitely surprising how poorly they've played to open this year. I think the term that keeps coming to mind for me when I watch the Bucks is they look old. They just look slow. They're slow to get into things on offense. And that's not always the worst thing as long as you're efficient. And that hasn't really been there. And then defensively, whether it's scheme, personnel, probably a mixture of both, they just don't look like they're in the same place. And that's a tough place to be in, you know, when you're a team that is as expensive as they are with the goals that they are of, hey, we should be competing for a title. They just have not come together the way we all kind of thought that they might as they built this roster out.
Let's talk about Doc Rivers as a coach. Obviously, y'all had him in Boston with the Celtics for a while, won a championship and all that fun stuff. Then he's been with the Clippers. He's been with Philadelphia. My argument to everybody that is ready to give up and be done with his Bucks team is, this dude does not have bad regular seasons. Like, the last time he had a bad regular season was in Boston earlier in his time with Boston when it was a sub-500 record. This guy normally always has his teams in the playoffs and competing probably for a 4 or 5 seed most years, and worst case scenario. That's why I still have a lot of hope and faith that this thing gets turned around. Am I nuts?
Yeah, I don't think you're nuts. I think the track record is there for sure. I think Doc has always been somebody who, as odd as this sounds, he's done better when he has undermanned teams and people aren't expecting a lot out of them. You know, when he's kind of got all of his guys there and, you know, everything's going well, that's when things don't always, you know, live up to what we all think they probably should for him and for those teams. But, yeah, I don't think it's crazy. I think, you know, they've put themselves in a hole. They're going to have to work, obviously, to get there. Somebody had the stat. I wish I could remember who it was. I apologize for that. But it was something like teams that start where they started, 2-8 or whatever it was. They've only made the playoffs so many times. But it's a different world now. You have the play-in tournament. And, you know, even though they're only, 3-8 right now, I want to say that's only got them, you know, a couple games out of third place in the East, because it's not like the rest of the conference has run away from them. So, yeah, I mean, they can certainly get it back together. There's a lot of work to be done. And some of that's going to have to be Doc given a little bit. He may have to go back to some of the things that were a little more tried and true and worked for the Bucks in order to put them in a spot where they're winning more consistently.
Talking with Keith Smith, SpotTrack and Front Office Show, NBA Insider. Follow him on Twitter at Keith Smith NBA. Your thoughts on Damian Lillard and what we've seen out of him, because there's a lot of people, especially NBA players, that don't understand why you would trade for a top 75 player to replace defensive-minded Drew Holiday, who is inconsistent scoring the basketball, and they don't understand why that makes sense. I have said time and time again, being here and in the middle of it, that Giannis doesn't stay healthy. I think it's 5 of the last 6 postseasons he's been hurt in the playoffs. So you do need a guy that can score at a high level to go with Middleton, to go with Brook Lopez and Bobby Portis for when he's missing games, which is seemingly every year in the playoffs. That had to have been part of the thinking to go along with it, because Drew Holiday is just not that guy.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think part of it, too, is you look at it and you say, all right, you know, who's going to stop a Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo two-man game? And when they have run it together, it's been pretty effective. Here's the challenge, though. Neither one of them really wants to do the things that it takes to do that 7, 8, 9, 10 times the game. Damian Lillard is not wants to come in and set screens and then pop off them when Giannis has the ball as the ball handler. Giannis doesn't roll hard to the basket anymore. That's just not who he is at this point in his career. He's much more of a than he is going to be a guy who plays off of screens and those kind of things. So that's where the two of them, they don't always work together as much as you would think, like, oh, yeah, you know, throw guys together. And it's a pretty good example. I say this is one of my most common phrases is the NBA is not about acquiring talent. It's about acquiring talent that fits, especially when you're at the level the Bucks are at of we're trying to win championships. You got to make sure the pieces all fit together. Otherwise, you're going to end up in a spot where things don't really work out. And then beyond that, let's be fair. Chris Middleton's been out, so he'll help when he gets back. Just another guy who can do stuff with the ball in his hands. Another guy can make shots. Another guy can go get a basket for you. But defensively, that's the worry with Damian Lillard specifically, is he gives up a lot of points now. And the game against Boston over the weekend was a glaring example.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was watching that game. I kept track. There were somewhere between 12 and 15 possessions where Boston either directly targeted him or he ended up guarding the guy with the ball. And the Celtics got good shots out of every single one of those possessions. That's really tough, and that's something that you're going to have to find a way to scheme around, because we know that's what teams are going to do in the playoffs, is they're going to go right after Damian Lillard. And at this point in his career, I don't know if he's going to give back get as many points as he gives back on that end. It's just, you know, he's starting to turn the corner to a little bit different phase in his career now.
Let's talk about this Eastern Conference as it shapes up. Obviously, Boston is one. I'm not going to fight about that. After Boston, however, Philadelphia is hurt and can't seem to get themselves healthy at this point. Don't know how long Paul George will actually stay on the floor consistently throughout the year. Same with Joel Embiid at this point. So who is that next group after Boston? Obviously, I think there's a dip, but who is 2, 3, and 4 in your mind right now as you look at it? Are you buying Cleveland for being real, or where are you?
Yeah, I am buying in on Cleveland. You don't win 12 straight without being a for real team. Now, I don't think they're, you know, I'm starting to hear people, you know, maybe they'll be the next 70-win team and all that, and that's getting a little too far over our skis here. But I think they are very good. Kenny Atkinson, they're playing very few minutes without one of the two guards, Mitchell or Garland, without one of the two bigs, Allen or Mobley, on the floor when it's meaningful minutes in close games. Now, all he very interestingly did go over the weekend to a lineup of all reserves when they were behind, and those guys got them back in the game and actually had the lead as they started the fourth quarter. Then he turned it back over to the main guys to finish the game out. So he's got them playing really, really good basketball, and they're going to be tough, but they also have had some health concerns. Darius Garland's been a guy who gets banged up. Jared Allen's banged up right now. Mobley's had some injuries. Mitchell's had a history of wearing down as seasons go. So we'll see, but I think they're going to be very good. And then the Knicks, they're still finding their way. We're 10 games into a team that changed their roster right on the eve of training camp, and that's going to take them a little while to sort through and figure out, you know, exactly where everybody should be. And when it looks good, it looks really good. When it doesn't look so good, it doesn't look so good. But I think, you know, then it becomes, all right, yeah, is Philly healthy? Can Milwaukee get it together? Orlando, are they going to be in the mix, or are we a year too early? Can Indiana make a run like they made a year ago? Is Miami going to pull the rabbit out of the hat once again, like they've done so many times late in the year? But as it stands right now, it kind of looks like Boston and Cleveland have separated a little bit, and then everybody else is going to be playing catch-up in the East.
He is Keith Smith. To follow him on Twitter at KeithSmithNBA. I have one last one for you. Back to the Bucks. And it doesn't involve a now question. It involves a future question. Sam Amick of The Athletic pointed out in a piece yesterday about the possibility of Doc Rivers ending up in the Bucks front office at some point when he's done coaching moving forward. You like that idea, or do you not like that idea?
Yeah, I don't know that I love it. I think, you know, that's not a job he's done. Now, he had significant personnel say when he was with the Clippers, especially after kind of everything happened there, and it was like, the highest ranking person still here is Doc Rivers, who's the head coach. And he had a lot of say, but, you know, they didn't put together always the best rosters there in L.A. when he did have a lot of say. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure he wants to do that job the way you need to do it, where it's going to be, you know, all right, you got to be there, you know, 350 days a year. You can take your couple weeks to vacation, but there's always some scouting event to go to or something. I kind of think, you know, whenever he's done, we may see Doc say, all right, this time for real, I'm going to go do my thing where I maybe go back to doing TV a couple days a week, and the rest of the time I play golf, and I'm living a happy, call it a semi-retirement. I was a little surprised he came back into coaching, but as somebody put it to me, coach is coach. That's what they do, and that's why he's there. But, yeah, I don't know about him in the front office, and I don't know that I love that idea for Milwaukee. If you're going to move on, let's kind of do the fresh start thing and, you know, get some new voices in there and people who can kind of come in with a approach of, hey, this isn't ours. We didn't build it out this way. We've got to fix it, and here's, you know, the go-ahead that we've got to get this thing moving in a different direction.
Okay, I lied. I got one more.
Sure.
Why can't Sam Cassell get a head coaching job?
Yeah, it's one of those ones where sometimes every once in a while you see these guys. Charles Lee was a great example of that, too, who you all had in Milwaukee. Sometimes it takes them, you know, 3-4 years of interviewing for these jobs, and everybody's like, yeah, you know, they were close. They were right there. They were right there. And then it finally lost. But I think it's going to happen for Sam Cassell sooner rather than later. I'm just not sure when that's going to be the case. I think, you know, it's probably going to be one of those ones where it's like, all right, we got the right team. Because I also don't know if Sam Cassell necessarily wants to go into, like Charles Lee went into with Charlotte, where, all right, this is a full-on rebuild. We got to figure this out. I think he may be in a spot where, you know, all right, let me kind of do this thing here where put me on a team that's a little closer to winning. But I think it's getting close for him.
He is Keith Smith. Again, follow him on Twitter at KeithSmithNBA. He is with SpotTrack and Front Office Show. Keith, thanks so much for coming on as always.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.